With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In a solemn ceremony earlier today, President-elect Donald Trump laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, has a busy schedule for the remainder of the day leading up to tomorrow's inauguration. GOP senators vowing to confirm as many Trump nominations as possible this week. Here's Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew.
Job one for the Republican-controlled Senate this week will be confirmation votes for a number of Trump nominees. Democrats have let it be known they don't plan to help the GOP expedite the process, but there is an exception. Democrats and Republicans alike are expected to yield their debate time on Monday to allow for a confirmation vote for one of their own. GOP Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. He'll likely be the only Trump cabinet member in place by the end of day one. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRNNews.com, there's a reason why Mr. Trump's inauguration has been moved indoors.
It's going to be a cold day in Washington, D.C. on Monday, that's for sure. Looking at high temperatures, will probably be in the mid-20s, in the morning, maybe 21, 22, getting up towards 24, 25 by the afternoon. It's going to be windy. We'll have wind gusts towards 25, 30 miles an hour. So that will push the wind chill down to around 10.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard. Three hostages released from Gaza are now in Israel in the first test of that very fragile ceasefire with Hamas. A senior Taliban figure says the group's leader should scrap education bans on Afghan women and girls. The government has barred females from all education after sixth grade, and that includes no college. This is SRN News. While Americans weigh in on the ethics of various professions.
A new poll from the Gallup organization finds that 30% of respondents believe that clergymen have high ethical standards and are honest. That puts pastors ahead of judges, bankers, members of Congress, and news reporters. But they're nowhere near the top of the list. The Gallup survey indicates 76% of Americans think nurses are likely to be ethical. Grade school teachers get 61%, military officers 59%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit filed to challenge a new Alabama law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at universities. Plaintiffs claim the statute places restrictions on educators' speech and classroom lessons. Now, the Alabama measure, which took effect last fall, is part of a wave of proposals from GOP lawmakers across the country taking aim at programs promoting the LGBT style. This is SRN News. U.S. regulators banning the dye called Red 3 from the food supply.
The move comes nearly 35 years after the dye was barred from cosmetics such as lipstick because of potential cancer risk. FDA officials granted a 2022 petition filed by consumer advocates. The groups argued that some studies found the dye causes cancer in laboratory rats. FDA officials cited a statute known as the Delaney Clause, which requires the FDA to ban any additive found to cause cancer in people or rats. Officials say the cancer risk has not been documented in people. John Scott reported.
Many families in California grieving and have questions about why or what they could have done to save their loved ones from the fires. Experts say these survivors are victims themselves. Fires that swept through the L.A. area were extremely quickly moving and fierce, and there just wasn't more than most people could do. More details at SRNNews.com.